different kind of terror expansion has some serious implications for Christians. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and today we're talking about the growth of ISIS in Northern Africa and how governments are banding together to stop it. So what does this mean for the church? Then, we've got some updates on a technology platform for biblical teaching. And it's news you won't get anywhere else. First off, airstrikes by U.S. forces have targeted ISIS territory in Libya since Monday. Libya's temporary government hopes to flush out Islamic State strongholds. Now, the growing presence of ISIS in Libya spells bad news for Christians there who already face persecution. Open Doors USA's Kristen Wright says of Libya,
it's actually ranked number 10 on Open Doors 2016 World Watch List, and that's because of the incredibly severe persecution faced by Christians and other religious groups.
Open Doors works with persecuted Christians in 60 countries, including Libya, providing things like Bible training, job and literacy classes, and financial support.
That's one of the reasons why I feel really excited about the work of Open Doors, because it really is about empowering the church to be the church on the ground, wherever they're at, whatever circumstances they're facing, to be the hands and feet of Christ. That's what's happening on the ground in Libya as well.
This is our opportunity to stand together as these brothers and sisters live and breathe the hope of Christ. If you'd like to raise awareness about their situation, Open Doors has an opportunity for you.
Visit opendoorsusa.org. You can sign our current petition. We're campaigning, urging the presidential candidate to raise issues of religious persecution against Christians and other religious groups.
Christians face all kinds of challenges when they attempt to spread the gospel, especially in other countries. And that's something that Christian Resources International has been facing as it works to bring God's word to nations that have little access to it. CRI's Jason Wolford.
We were able to send about $3 million worth of free Bibles and Christian books to Nigeria, but due to their president being a Muslim, it is really strangled shipments that are going into the ports there in Lagos and other areas.
Wolford says the first step in bringing about change begins with believers. He says it's important for Christians to rise up and be an influence for Christ in the realm of politics.
When we go into countries around the world, our hope is that we go in and we tell people about Christ and that we win them to the Lord, and then we disciple them and then teach them the importance of getting involved in politics, so that way we have good, godly people that are in leadership so we can continue to do work in those countries. And so I first and foremost want each person listening to pray first for our country and then also for the countries that we're sending stuff to, and that Christians would rise up and get into these positions of power so we could continue to send the word of God.
And finally, in the age of technology, you can reach someone across the world with just a few pushes of a button. Ralph Storrs of Transworld Radio says it's a perfect opportunity to put biblical teaching into the hands of people worldwide.
The idea was for an end user, whether they be Russian, whether they be Mandarin, whether they be Hindu, Urdu, Tamil, Arabic, or whatever that language is, to be able to come onto the platform, fully translate it in their heart language, and to be able to find content.
And that platform is TWR360. It started as just a website available in just 5 languages. Now
we have people and listeners in 45 different languages who are able to access that content in their heart language, audio, video, and text content anytime, anywhere, on any connected device.
As Transworld Radio uses the website and the new app to connect to believers, they don't want the message of the gospel to fall on deaf ears.
We're not just looking for traffic to our site. We're looking for engagement with the content.
By the way, Mission Network News is also on TWR360. We'll connect you through a link at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that will help you to pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.